bum, 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 bum. Look, I'm juggling. No, I'm not. I'm actually doing this. Hey, good morning. It's Monday. And it is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And we are on episode 133 here. And hope you're doing well. And it's about 5:19 a.m. Been up earlier because apparently the cats are getting me up earlier. Someone was hungry this morning. Cyber Monday. So you got there, buy your stuff, right? Hope you all have good luck on your Cyber Mondays and able to buy the goodies. I may go out and should do some shopping myself. I'm looking for something for the lighting to diffuse it a little bit, as Eddie says. It's awfully bright in here. But we'll see. I need another one that matches that. We'll see. Anyway, here at 5 a.m. Master Scrum, we talk about Agile and Scrum with some practical and tactical ideas and tips to help you make more money for your company and go home to your family and friends at a decent time so that you can enjoy the past weekend we just had. Hopefully you get a chance to share with your coworkers what fun you did over the weekend and what's your next fun thing planned, and any blockers to having fun. And we have some fun and de-stress along the way, I think. I try. Got a little tennis ball here. You know, we talk about talking stick a little bit. And I'll put some cuts out later today, so you'll get emails for notices if you hit the little bell when I put out clips from previous shows. You'll get little messages saying there's a new clip out there, so it's pretty cool. And we're one viewer away from us 200 subscribers to the channel, so we're almost there. It'd be cool, magic number 200. I wonder who gets to be number 200 on the subscribers. The only thing about YouTube, it doesn't do a very good job of telling me who the subscribers are. So I really have no idea who they were. I'd message you and say thank you. But if you comment and everything, I'll definitely say thank you back in your comment. So why the tennis ball? I was just thinking, my boy is so South Philly. He's so funny. He says to me a while back, he says, I'm like, Ed, why do you got a tennis ball? What? He says, Dad, you always got to have a ball. You never know when you're going to need to use it. I just laughed. I said, you're right, Ed. It's good to have a ball alongside with you in case you ever need it and do need to do something with it. So I was actually thinking, one person told me that it helped them get a job just recently as a Scrum Master. Part of it was a talking stick. And I was like, you know, I saw this tennis ball because like, there's a lot of balls around here since we did that last show with this relative sizing. I was like, you know, maybe it'd be funny. If you're in a conversation, it would just mess people's brains up, I think. If I carried this tennis ball around with me or any kind of ball, and they're having all these conversations, and there's all these people talking at the same time, and it took, here's a ball. You talk first. And then shade it off to the next person so you get your message across. That would just mess with people's brains, I think. But it would be fun to do. What the heck are you doing, Greg? It's like, but this is a talking stick. Here's a ball. Here's a tennis ball. Go, make sure you're all talking one at a time rather than talking over top of each other. And maybe I should just bring it to work one day. I wish our place was more co-located, not distributed sometimes, but hey, you know what it is? It is what you get, right? So I want to talk about two things today. I'm Greg Master, Agile Coach and Scrum Master, and talking about, and that's just a talking stick, something that's just fun to do, right? Got to mess around the office. Otherwise, it's no more fun. I'm going to talk about two things. Two postings the other day in LinkedIn, and one I'm going to share later, something about push-ups and getting exercise. And then the other one is about sprint reviews are not demos, they're reviews, and they're part of the inspect and adapt process. So I want to hit that because I may have talked about it earlier. I'm still going through the backlog, figuring out which shows were which and when. So this might be a little bit of a repeat from a very, very earlier show, but that's okay. We get new people all the time, so it's okay to kind of go over some of the stuff, and then I'll make clips of it. So push-ups. So the article, which I'm going to share later, was talking about how many push-ups you do and living long and stuff like that. And they said, you know, 15 to 20, you got to keep going. And as you do up to 40 or 50, you'll live a lot longer. And it was funny that was there. And we do stuff that's personal stuff and outside stuff too. And besides work. So we do talk about things besides just work. So this is why I'm doing the push-ups, but a healthy thing's good. It's fun, right? So doing a little retrospective on myself, I was thinking about, you know, exercise. Still got to finish cleaning the office. I got so much, my bike is just like covered in stuff right now between trains and things like that. Oh, by the way, the train thing went off yesterday. That's a little poster I got over at the local Staples store, Philadelphia Railroad Steamworks Museum. So kind of started promoting that a little bit. So I figured I'd put it on the wall, pay the $20, might as well put it up, right? So, and then retrospective is like talk about, I got to get shaved, get worked out because I went skating with my kid on Saturday. Lots of fun stuff over the weekend. Friday, get him ready for hockey. And he fell down a few times and did some push-ups. So it made me think about the push-up thing. And another thing is, I was laying those tracks out, if you saw some video clips the other day on the sidewalk, this gentleman walked by, a little overweight, and I heard him over talking to his phone. It's funny how people don't care anymore, and they just talk. And he said something about he walks every night, and he lost 23 pounds. I'm like, I'm thinking good for him, you know. And so there's a couple things kicking in there. There was the guy walking around losing 23 pounds, me doing the push-ups on the hockey the ice the other day, and then because I fell twice, and then an ice hurts when you fall, and then seeing the article, you know, remind me is I've been getting in shape a little more. Was trying to do the biking a little bit, got a little everything come upstairs, came down here, and then you know, my kids karate, they're doing push-ups, they do push-ups every night in karate, and one of the thoughts I was retrospecting in it, and I was thinking about the change, a little bit of change, right? And in the article, they talk about a little bit of change. I twist it up a little bit, but I'm thinking, you know, if I do right now 15 push-ups every morning just to get my body moving and getting old, right? Joints, muscles, tendons. And I used to a couple hundred a night. When I was in my 20s, I was doing hundreds of push-ups a night, hundreds of sit-ups a night. I was in good shape. Not anymore. I don't need to go all the way back there. It would be nice to be in shape. So I was thinking, you know how I always say, after your retrospective, all you need is a little bit of change. And I was talking the other day about growth and just getting that 1% change. So I do. So here's my thing. Here's my goal. We'll see how it works out. So right now I do 15 push-ups a day. Every week I'm going to increase it one push-ups, and my sprint time period is 1 week. So think of it this way. I'm doing 15 now. So in a year, it'll be 52 weeks. I'll be doing 52. So I'll be doing what? 67. So every day by the end of the year, I should be doing 67 push-ups a day. Not bad, I think. Right. That'll definitely keep me in shape and keep my arms and shoulders in better shape in time for maybe baseball and stuff like that next year with the kids. So that's my goal. A little bit of change, a little bit of work every week, make it a little better. So we'll see how it goes. I'll chime in every once in a while where I'm at. But I figure if I do a week, I do 15. I'm going to start every Sunday. Right. So this week I'm going to do 16 this week. So I'm going to do 16 push-ups every day. And then next Sunday I'll do it and make it. And by the way, to make me remember, I'm going to get in a regular cadence on when I change up. So it'll be on Mondays. So it'll be today. So every Monday I'll do an extra push-up. And that way it's also part of the scrum, right? You know, keep it on a regular cadence. You realize what you're doing. Oh, yeah, I got to do an extra push-up. It's Monday, and you keep doing that. So we'll see after a while how far that goes. So that was the one thing I'm going to talk about. So that's a little personal thing. You can try that at home. I'm going to post that. I'm going to share that article on the site. But again, I'm just going to do like every week in retrospective, little tiny changes. I'm not going to add 10, 20, anything crazy. I'm just going to add one more push-up every week to the point where I'll be hopefully doing 67 push-ups a day. I think that's good. I might do more because if I lose a lot more weight, I won't be the Jolly Buddha anymore. And I'll be in more shape, take care of the kids, keep up with them at least. That's all I want to do is keep up. Anyway, so that's my retrospective process improvement item. Doing some push-ups, take that home, do that. The other thing, I saw another post up there about, we were talking about sprint reviews are not demos. And I'm just going to recite this thing from a product owner perspective and a BA or a tester. You know, so many organizations, I find the tester is doing the demo or the review, and you're getting feedback. And a while back, and I may have done this before, I mentioned that I had a BA, and I actually present. Well, the reason why I did it, because I actually presented at one of my BA conferences. I presented that. I worked out with the business analyst. Instead of them doing the demo, hand the keys of the car to the product owner or the customer or the stakeholder. Let the customer stakeholder actually do the demo. So it's not really a demo. It really is a review because, let me think. One of the things is working software. Working software. That means they can do anything they want and it works, right? So, I mean, there is boundaries because if you do stuff like the book, The Sprint says, you got 1 week and this is fake. You just tell them, say, this is the working area. I want you to walk around the area and see what it does and how you like it or don't like it or if it doesn't operate the way you want. So by giving the keys off to the customer to actually use the software during sprint review, they are giving you more feedback. And the other thing that was really nice about that idea and this technique is that how hard is it when you're doing, I got a big little spike of hair right there. Look at that. I'm going to cut that off. Anyway, back. It's just when you look at yourself in the picture. So when you're doing the demo or sprint review and you're operating the software, how do you write notes? Who writes notes? Who writes notes or comments or feedback from the PO or the stakeholders during the review? I don't know. It's kind of hard, isn't it? Now, here's the kicker, right? So by giving the keys to the working software to the customer to operate the software, operating software, they're now operating as they see things. You can type down notes and observations or write them down. That's awesome. The person, the BA who I challenged to do that, she loved it. She said, this is awesome because now I get to capture everything they do. They're working the software. They get to touch it, feel it, operate it. It was a magnitude change in how you did your sprint review. So on top of the guy saying in his LinkedIn thing about, you know, I'm tired of sprint reviews becoming demos, I'd say I challenge you even go further. Hand the keys to the working software to the customer and let them operate it during the sprint review. Get some real feedback and find out what really works and what doesn't work because you have never idea what combination of keys hit, you know, and cause problems. So that is our stuff for today. I'm going to keep it simple and short. It is Cyber Monday. I know people are out there, so we're just sharing this thing. So two things, self-retrospective. This week, I'm going to start on Mondays. Add an extra push-up to my thing, and hopefully in the end of the year, I'll be doing 67 more push-ups a day, which is not bad. Probably be doing more, but I'm going to keep it slow. We'll see how it goes. Maybe it'll even go better. You know, you get better shape, and it won't be that. It'll probably go up. Sounds like a sprint velocity chart. Every time, it really doesn't just go like that. It kind of actually goes vertical. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe we'll chart it on a piece of paper. Not a paper here. I'll just keep it off the side and I'll show where I am as we go. It'd be interesting to see. And then the other one is let your customer do the demo or not demo, the sprint review and actually demonstrate the working software and get feedback right then and there and take it to the next level. With that, it's 14:25. We're under the 15-minute mark. So that's not a bad start for a Monday. And I will say, have a happy Monday. It's post-holiday blues, right? Happy scrumming. Enjoy. Think about what you did. Share with your teammates. Maybe take a tennis ball. I'm just going to bring it to work. And they're going to ask, What's a tennis ball for? You know what? I think I will. I should bring different balls in. You know what? Not a bad idea. Pick different balls in. What's the ball for, Greg? They always ask. They want to know what these things are. I said, this is one you guys are all talking over top each other. You can now use it so you can use a talking stick and one person can talk at a time. That'd be funny. Anyway, you all have a great day. It's the Monday. Enjoy. Have a happy week. Take care. Bye. See you tomorrow. See ya.